is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
With Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Headline Bloomberg Asia. China tightens grip on stocks with net sale ban at open, close, more. China drafts private sector law hoping to boost confidence, more. Quant hedge funds face China clampdown. Gordon and I are very keen to welcome Fraser Howie, co-author of Red Capitalism, The Fragile Financial Foundation of China's Extraordinary Rise. Fraser, it would appear that someone in the Chinese Communist Party is anxious about the market. What's happened? How is it that they think they can tighten a grip and that the market will pay attention to them? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Hello, Gordon. Of course, the difficulty here is that you have the very man at the top giving instructions, which are pretty, or giving sort of vague guidelines of what he wants. He wants to dictate outcomes to Xi Jinping. And everyone underneath him within the party and within the institutional structures are then scrambling for ideas to how to dictate outcomes. The market has been weak. The market fundamentally has been weak because the economy is weak. There is no trust or faith in the economy anymore, and she's running off it. The market's falling. People are taking their money out before they lose even more. And you have the regulator and the exchanges going after who they see. They're always looking for a guilty party, that someone's behind this. They can't believe that it's their own mismanagement. So they're looking particularly at quant funds at the moment. China's a very heavily traded electronic market. And so a lot of flows come through computer models. And they're going after that as an easy bogeyman. But it's not going to succeed.
Gordon, you have a question for Fraser.
Fraser, Wu Qing, who is the new head of the China Securities Regulatory Commission, in other words, the head of the regulators in China for the markets, has recently gone on a series of talking to market participants, asking them what the central government and Communist Party should do to boost confidence in the markets. And yet at the same time, we're having all of these coercive measures being imposed. It would seem to me that this is sort of a contradictory exercise, what you say, what you do.
Gordon, all I would do is agree. This is exactly the problem, that China is forever trying to have contradictory, you know, actions and words are in contradiction. And so therefore, you get a very confused marketplace, you get a very confused business sector and investor base. And so therefore, in that sort of environment, nothing really thrives. It's interesting you mentioned Wu Qing going out to investors. What do you want? Well, it was described to me today that this clamping down on quants is part of him trying to stamp his authority on the market. But this is not going to have any meaningful effect in the longer term. It may delay some selling in the short term, but it certainly doesn't boost confidence in the marketplace.
The China bulls, have they all gone away, Fraser? Is there anyone being on a contrary now saying now's the time to plunge? We like these low prices.
Look, I think the danger often is that you can be bullish on the stock market in the short term, i.e. for a trading buy. That's a very different bet from actually saying that the Chinese economy has somehow turned the corner and there's a glory period coming. So you're going to get rebounds and bounces and whatever. That happens anytime in the stock market. But if you just look around the financial sector, it looks like a battlefield. There's ruins and wreckage everywhere, whether it be in just the stock price falls or whether it be different companies getting out of China. HSBC today announced sort of very good profits, but they had a whole host of number of one-off, write-off exceptional items, such as losing $3 billion on a banking stake in China. So a lot of the hype around China has just completely dissipated and is not coming back.
Gordon, you have a question.
Fraser, you mentioned HSBC, a foreign bank. Citibank has been exiting its personal business in China. It might be part of a broader pullback in the consumer sector around the world, but Citibank was always known to be the leader in consumer finance, consumer lending. This has got to be a bad sign for other banks.
Well, it's interesting. Both those banks, HSBC and Citi, as you know, Gordon, were early investors in China in that retail banking space, trying to do big things, and they failed. Citi, of course, is going from the global financial supermarket model under their previous management to a much more pared-down model under Jane Fraser's management. So there are different things factoring in there. But it does send a message that if you're saying, I'm getting out of China consumer business, you know, even those bulls who are still out there, John, one of the things they always talked about was the China consumer and how good a market, how good a an asset that was. Well, if you can't make money on the Chinese consumer as a bank, you know, where are you going to make money?
A puzzling statistic this last year, Fraser, is young Chinese men, military age, without families, by themselves, coming through the Darien Gap, flying directly into Quito, to Ecuador, where you don't need an entry visa, and busing north to cross the Darien Gap and then continue on to the American border and come to Los Angeles and New York and other major cities. That's the future. That's not the stock market. That's the future. Is what we're witnessing at the southern border, is that the human capital version of the banks pulling their money out? Is that how to read it, Fraser?
It sort of is, although clearly that's somewhat extreme. You know, if you've got more money than them, then you're certainly not trying to come through the jungles of Central America, etc. But it's certainly very telling that, you know, if you can't even keep your own people in the country, you know, then why should anybody else come and invest in the place? So it's certainly a very telling statistic. And I think for many years, of course, you know, if you go back 30 years, there were a lot of Chinese smuggling themselves out of the country for hope of a better job somewhere in Europe or in the States or whatever. The fact that you now have Chinese smuggling themselves out of the country again certainly sends a very worrying sign about the reality on the ground in China and where they see their hopes are.
Gordon, you have a question.
Fraser, part of the problem for foreign business in China are these new national security rules, especially the amendments to the espionage law of last year, which essentially criminalized the gathering of ordinary business information. What have you been hearing from your friends in China about these new national security rules?
Well, certainly, as you say, for foreign business, there's sort of universal concern around them because it's simply not clear when these can be invoked. And as you say, that the vagueness around state secrets and personal information is literally impacting your basic business operations. So you've seen businesses being very cautious about doing things. You've seen, I think, was it just last week, there was just public reports of one of the accountancy firms, I think, basically cutting off their China business effectively, that Hong Kong and China would effectively be a distinct sort of data pool. And they would not have access to the rest of the world, and vice versa. So it really is becoming, for many global businesses, China and the rest of the world, this sort of sovereign internet type of model that China sort of, I would hardly, pioneered is not the right word, but they've certainly been very aggressive in that model. And that, of course, changes the business environment. You simply no longer have an easy access, or you can't leverage on your international experience into China. So once again, another blow to the foreign investor.
Fraser Howie, co-author of Red Capitalism, The Fragile Financial Foundation of China's Extraordinary Rise. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bachelor.